Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
You got to turn how you think. You got to say, yeah, it's Monday. Yeah, let's
Monday.
Go.
Monday.
That's how you got to think. Can't go, yeah, it's Monday. You got to go, yeah, it's Monday. Let's go. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
You got 5 days to just make a huge difference, to make something big happen.
Wow, somebody's been listening to his motivational tapes this morning.
Tapes. Wow. Wow, somebody woke up in 1985 this morning.
Remember back in the day, did your parents ever listen to motivational tapes?
I don't know if they did. I don't think they did. But I do remember tapes, like like books on tape. You would go buy a tape and put it in. And
yep.
Yeah, it was a tape.
Yep.
All right, no, but you just got to make Monday happen.
All right, let's do it.
I don't know. No, I don't know how. I just want to tell you that. I have no plan.
Probably just lots of coffee.
I have no plan. Yeah, that's probably my best plan, is start drinking coffee. And try to tell us what this sound is right here. It is the impossible sound. I think this is a good way to start a Monday. You can solve a problem. Here it is. What do you think is making that sound? 800-992-1099. We call it impossible, obviously, because it's very hard, very difficult. But we want to get you thinking, going to get your brain going.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Just get your brain moving.
I know. It's moving.
800. You look like it. 800-992-1099. What sound is that? Call us or text us now.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Impossible sound. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's like cardio for the brain, man. Gets Monday up, rolling. Get you feeling good. This will make Monday amazingly better. So here is the sound that y'all are trying to guess. Call and text of what it is. What sound do you think that is? Let's get to John real quick. What's going on, John?
It sounds like killer whales, orcas.
Yeah, whale talk.
Whale talk, yeah.
Whale talk. No, it's not that, man. It's not that, but great guess.
All right, man. You have a good one.
Have a great Monday. Katie. Hello, Katie.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think the impossible sound is?
Either a whale or a seal.
Man, wildlife is really flying up the charts today with the impossible sound.
I could hear the whale thing, though, because they do kind of have that echo-y sound.
Yeah.
Because they use the echolocation.
Yeah. Katie, not a whale. Now you're starting to sound like the sound.
I know, for real.
Katie, are you there? I think we've lost Katie, but she did turn into the impossible sound.
She did.
A lot of texts coming in, and a lot of people are guessing all kinds of musical instruments. Somebody wrote, the dishwasher's going bad. Never heard that before in this. But here's the sound. I could, you know, kind of tuning an instrument, maybe. Sort of, I could see that.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Tuning it. This is actually... this is sort of mind-blowing. This is a cat snoring, and they've put a microphone up to the cat, and that is a cat who's snoring. Now, you can see the video, because sometimes, you know, we'll do this. People go, you're crazy. There's no way that's what it is, but you can actually see this on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. It's up, right, Kevin?
It's up, yes.
It's up. It's ready to go.
Yep.
So, go and see that. And let that blow your mind, and you can say, how does that happen?
That's snoring.
Yeah.
Yep, wouldn't have guessed it.
It's impossible. It's the impossible sound. All right, we're just here telling the truth, for God's sake. It's the impossible sound. Go check it out, Mark and Melanie Facebook page. It's 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right, going to get to Jason Aldean's son trying to say a word about Halloween. We'll get to that in just a second. First, Keith Urban, you know, he was just here a couple weeks ago. He opened up the new venue here at the Hard Rock Casino. Awesome show, and Keith totally blew everybody away. And he's not done, man. Keith Urban has a second win. He's going to go and do 12 shows in Vegas. This is becoming a thing now. You know, a lot of people go do a residency.
Yeah, of course.
So he's going to do 12 shows. It's going to be at the Coliseum, which is inside Caesar's Palace. And it's going to kick off.
Is this the real Caesar's Palace?
Well.
It's a quote from Hangover.
It's the real one in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but he goes there and he's like, is this the real Caesar's Palace?
It will be real when Keith Urban's there. January 10th, it kicks off. So anyone's planning a trip to Vegas, may want to see Keith Urban. You got 12 shots to do it.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
It's pretty cool. All right, so Jason Aldean, obviously the Aldeans are getting in the Halloween spirit. It's 10 days away, Halloween. And so he's with Memphis, and he's like trying to teach him to say the word witch.
Right.
Here's how that sounded.
Hey, Memphis, this right here. That? What is that? What is this?
The boy.
No, this one. A witch?
Witch.
It's kind of a...
He's got to work on the wuh sound.
Got to work on the wuh for the witch.
Witch.
So that's Memphis Aldean trying to say the word witch. 10 days away, Halloween. And FGL, an acoustic album, has been released. It is called The Acoustic Sessions. And this is, they're calling it their hits reimagined. So if you can reimagine their hits, you can now buy them.
Just imagine them acoustically. And there you go.
And Cruise is one of them. I thought to my, I said, well, they, how could you do that without it? How could you do Cruise? There's no way they did Cruise. And they're like, it's the first one on there that's been reimagined acoustic.
Oh, I want to download that. It's probably really good.
No, really good. Yeah. So acoustic, The Acoustic Sessions from FGL. Check that out.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right. Weekend in a country song. What country song would perfectly describe your weekend? Text us yours and the story that goes along with it, 800-992-1099. Melanie, we will start with you, your weekend, and your song.
We can just stay here in this minute, lose all track of time.
That's Here Tonight. It's Brett Young.
Yep, and I went with this one because we stayed in pretty much all weekend. I worked a pet food drive on Saturday, but outside of that, we stayed in. The weather wasn't that great. I know there were a ton of events going on this weekend, but we just wanted to chill.
Y'all were like a married couple.
I know. It's so boring.
Y'all
sounding.
Did the married couple thing and you stayed in. That's pretty good.
It was so nice, though, to just every time I got a text, hey, you want to go out? You want to? Nope. I'm not doing anything. It was great to just stay at home.
All right. Melanie, she boarded herself in and
I did.
Boarded it up and stayed in and hunkered down. Here's my weekend in a country song. Now, of course, it wasn't a hurricane, but man, the weather was just, it was as chaotic. And my wife, her sister and husband, her sister and her husband were in town and with their kids. And so we were trying on Saturday to like find something to do. But every 30 minutes, this just crazy squall would roll in.
Right.
And then the wind and the rain, and then the sun would come out. And then it would, you know. So we went and we sat in this little restaurant right on this canal. And it was actually kind of cool. I got this huge, like, tiki bar thing.
Mm-hmm.
We sat under. And, man, the wind and the rain and everything would roll in. And it was like, whoa. And the kids were like, whoa, this is crazy. Then the sun would come out. It was so, and this happened like 5 or 10 times. And then we went back home and actually got in the pool. And
I know, because then it was fine.
Then it was fine. And then the rain would roll in, but it's kind of cool. And so that's what we did. It was just crazy and chaotic. But, you know, I think sometimes you just got to make the best of it and get out in it, you know.
Yep.
Especially when there's 3 more kids. We have 8 kids total. Holy cow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, definitely. You don't want to be in the house with all that.
2 dogs. The dogs were the best behaved. It was crazy. Kevin, your weekend in a country song. Here it is right here.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past.
Kevin had drinks all weekend, it sounds like.
I know.
Yes, I did. Well, here's the thing. I went to one of my oldest friends. We had a 40th birthday. I've known him my entire life. And we went to Top Golf in Brandon.
Yeah.
There isn't really a country song about golfing, so I went with that.
There's not, is there?
So,
I'm trying to think. No.
There's not. I actually Googled it this morning. I didn't see anything. So, we went to Top Golf, which is, it's always a fun time at Top Golf. It just is.
Just having some beers, smashing golf balls.
Yeah, it's just fun. You know, it rained part of the time, so you're seeing, but you're covered.
It's covered,
so it's
fine.
Yeah. You know, they had the Lightning game on. They ended up losing, but way out in the back. So they had the World Series on. It's a great atmosphere there.
That sounds like like your dream day.
All right, Kevin had almost the best weekend. I think out of all of us,
it was fun.
I'm actually closing my eyes, going, I like Kevin's weekend. That was pretty good.
Top Golf sounds really really fun.
Yeah, all the sports on and covered up. You're not getting wet. All right, well, good job. We'll get your text here coming up, your weekend in a country song. Text us yours. What song would describe your weekend? And tell us the story. 800-992-1099. It's
99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
That is Jordan Davis, Slow Dance in a Parking Lot. He, of course, is on our guitar pool with Morgan Wallen, Chase Rice, Hardy, Carly Pierce. This show is coming up. It is Sunday, November the 17th.
Yeah, and we've got tickets at 9:10.
Yep, tickets at 9:10 for guitar pool. So, like I said, that you're never going to be able to buy a ticket, or I'm sorry, win a ticket and see all these guys on stage, Morgan Wallen, Jordan Davis, Chase Rice, Hardy, Carly Pierce, at the same time. They are on stage at the same time.
I know. Guitar pool is just so unique in that you're not waiting for one act to be done and then the other one. No, it's everybody up on stage at the same time.
Yeah, just kind of storytelling. Sometimes they'll start writing songs together right in front of you. I mean, you can never have this experience. It's just not available. So it's really cool. There are some tickets still left. I want to say like 12 or 13.
I mean, barely any.
Like, I don't even think I'm exaggerating. Like, so 99.5QYK.com for guitar pool tickets. And it's a Sunday show, first ever weekend show for guitar pool, which is awesome too. Get in some pregame.
Oh, yeah, and it's downtown St. Pete. You know, I love that.
99.5QYK.com for the details.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5QYK.
Yeah. All right, so we got this. This mom played a prank on her kids, and she said she got it off Facebook and posted a video. What we're trying to figure out here is, do you think the mom went too far? We're going to play you the audio. So her kids are coming home from school. And she says, okay, I'm going to set this up. I'm going to be laying on the floor. I'm going to have a pair of scissors through my lip and my tongue.
Yeah, so she even went out and got a fake tongue.
Right.
And then there's blood and everything.
Fake blood. Yes. And so
it looks extremely real. Like, even as an adult, seeing her fake tongue with the scissors through it.
Right. So
it looks real.
Imagine the kids coming home from school. The first thing they see is their mom on the floor with scissors through her mouth, blood everywhere. I mean, so here's the mom describing it.
Saw this on Facebook, and I figured when the kids get off the bus, I'm going to be laying on the floor and see their reaction to this.
Okay, so now we're going to jump to the part where the kids come home. You're going to hear the kids' reaction upon finding their mom. Listen to this, and then I'm going to get your reactions. Did she go too far? 800-992-1099. You can text us your thoughts on this. All right, so now the mom has woken up and then the mom's laughing. I'm all about a good joke. I just don't know what you're thinking. Your kids are getting off the bus. They're going to come find it.
That's terrifying for a little child. Oh, I don't know. I think it just went way too far.
I don't know what the funny part about this is, because these kids think their mom has been seriously injured. She's sitting there, and like I said, she's been hurt. And I'm just going, well, what's funny about that? I don't get what's funny about that.
Like, right, and the mom thinks it's hysterical. She doesn't think there's anything wrong with it, even though the kids are crying for at least 30 seconds before she lets on that it was a prank.
And, you know, as a parent, like, the worst thing you ever want is your kids, like, you know, scared or in pain or whatever, and that is pain. You know, I mean, that's emotional pain right there. And I mean, I don't consider myself a super soft dad by any means. I like a good joke and everything like this.
Yeah,
that just to me is like, what were you hoping to get out of that? Like, obviously they were going to scream and cry and be sad, and that's what you got. But why is that the end result that you want? I don't get that. Like,
it's different, you know, the Halloween candy prank that parents will do.
Right.
Oh, I ate all your Halloween candy. That's innocent and fun.
Sure.
They don't think that their parent is injured and dying on the floor. This just, I don't get it.
All right, 800-992-1099. Let's get your calls, your thoughts. You can text us. Did this go too far? Hey, if you think it didn't, that's cool too. Send us a text. Tell us your thoughts on this too. You can also watch the video Not that the audio didn't drive it home, but you can on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page right now. You can see the video of how she put this together, what she did, and the reactions from the kid. I don't know why. I think this is one of these things. I think tomorrow, the next day, Today's Show, Good Morning America, you're going to banner up there, did she go too far? Mom prank gone wrong, something like that. You know what I mean? I just feel like so many people are going to come out and say, this is wrong. Like, this is wasn't... The end result is what you got, but you knew this what it would be. Your kids would be sad.
Well, that's what you and I are thinking, and I think Kevin as well. He doesn't care for the video, but for the most part, it's being shared because people are like, whoa, watch this awesome prank that the mom pulled.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe if it's like your husband coming home and you owe him one, like, okay, that's an adult, but your kids? Oof. I'm still trying to figure out what she was thinking here. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Old Dominion tickets up for grabs. Crystal and Paul are contestants. All right, this is how you do Monday. You win Old Dominion tickets. It's almost like it's not even Monday. It's like we redid Friday.
Yeah.
All right, so Crystal, you were the ninth caller. We're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category, Crystal. After you do, Paul, you'll have 5 seconds to respond. Then you all just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. All right, we got 5 seconds on the clock.
Here we go.
Crystal, the category today, Melanie was saying it's national. Is it clean off your desktop day?
Yeah, so it's clean your virtual desktop. So organize your files, delete old pictures, right. That kind of stuff.
So in honor of that, we're going to say name things on your desk. Crystal, go.
Pen.
Scissors.
Pencil.
Laptop.
Stapler.
A lighter.
Staples.
Letter.
Paperclip.
Picture.
Monitor.
File holder.
Staples or staple remover.
Felt-tip marker.
Highlighters.
Seconds has expired. Crystal, congratulations. You got the Old Dominion tickets.
Yay. Thank you.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, so this mom plays a trick on her kids, and a lot of people feel like it went too far. We'll play a what it sounded like. She gets this idea, she said, from Facebook, where she's going to take a pair of scissors, she's going to put it through her tongue, going to sit on the floor, make it look like there was this terrible accident. There's fake blood everywhere.
She really went all into with it because the video is up on our Facebook page. You guys can check it out. She put coupons all over the floor, so it looks like she was clipping them. I mean, she did a whole setup.
I think it was like she was
laying in all the coupons on the floor.
Clipping
with the blood.
Coupons, and then I guess she fell, and then the thing went through her tongue, and there's blood everywhere. Here it is.
Saw this on Facebook, and I figured when the kids get off the bus, I'm going to be laying on the floor and see their reaction to this.
What?
It's just hard to listen to, and I don't know, maybe it's because I'm a parent. It's just hard to listen to, and I get that it was a joke, okay? So, I mean, obviously it was a joke, but at the end of the day, all that joke was going to do was terrify your kids. So is that what you want at the end of this? Like, is that...
I think that's what she wanted, and then she wanted what happened for it to go viral so that she got a lot of attention, but it's at the expense of the kids. And I'm not trying to be overly sensitive because I am down for a good prank. I can laugh with the best of them. But this one, the kids are just absolutely terrified. They think it's real. I would think it's real.
A lot of texts coming in, and I would say 90% say that she went too far from St. Pete. Way too far. My family's always pranked each other, but not like that. That is a real fear for kids. She won't be laughing about it when they have nightmares. Probably true. Another text come in, and this is so true. She's like, there's a prank, and then there's being cruel. And as a mom, I think that's disgusting. She should be ashamed of herself. And a lot of other people are saying the same thing. Pranking your kids is fun, but getting them to scream in terror is not fun, and that's the difference.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and the fact that obviously they didn't know how to call 911. Otherwise, they would have because they were freaking out. They were just kind of running around screaming, not knowing what to do, which is so scary.
Somebody from Clearwater texted in, that woman needs help. Those kids are way too young for that. I think that's the other thing, too, is that these are young kids. They were in school. The bus was dropping them off, and that's what they walked into after getting off the bus after a school day. So, you know, I don't know, is if this is your college daughter, and like I said, you guys have that playful type of, maybe that's different because it's an adult, but school-age kids coming home, and, you know, kids worry about their parents and their parents getting hurt and things like that.
Yeah, that's a really good point because you had said that too. You go, they rely on you. You are their sole source of, like, survival. So they come in and find you on the floor like that. It's absolutely terrifying. Somebody said, does it change things that the kids actually prank the mom a lot, but with innocent pranks? And this was her quote-unquote payback to them.
Yeah. Harlan did call in and he said, hey, total joke. People need to relax and have fun. Obviously, this is going to be something the kids remember, and they'll probably laugh about it for years and years. So there are some people, and I would say the more we talk about this, the more texts come in of people saying, lighten up, have fun, don't overthink it. So we were starting out about 90%. Now I'd say it's about 75% people against this woman, but it's starting to move a little bit. People are, God, if I ever did this to my wife and kid, I'm telling you, it would be bad news.
You might have real scissors somewhere.
Oh, man, I would. My wife would be so mad at me. All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, it's another puppy from Pet Pal Animal Shelter. Try to save another one. Sam Hunt's on now, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
And it's a fantastic idea. Once in a while you see an idea and you go, wow, this is absolutely great. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. This is in Green Bay. I hope this spreads, Melanie. This is a great idea.
I do, too. I hope a lot of local restaurants are listening, and they take this idea and run with it. J&J Cafe in Green Bay, Wisconsin, they set up this fun system that makes it easy for customers who are coming in to get a meal to then buy an additional meal or additional item from the menu and donate it to someone in need.
So if I go in and order a pizza, okay,
yes.
I buy a pizza, and they're like, do you want to buy another pizza? And then they'll put it up on the board that there's a pizza available, it's been paid for, and somebody in need will get that pizza.
Yes. And they don't want people to feel weird about taking one of the tickets or meals, sandwich, whatever it is that someone purchased off the board. It's for anyone who is hungry and cannot afford it, and this is a way for them to get a warm meal.
I think it's really good, too, because a lot of people worry about when, you know, you'll be somewhere and they'll say, hey, do you want to donate to so-and-so, so-and-so? It's an organization you haven't heard of, and, you know, you're a little worried about where's that money exactly going. This is actually you're donating food. Like, so somebody's coming in who's hungry and they're going to eat it there. And so that's what you know that is absolutely going to somebody who needs, you know.
Yeah, it's a win-win all the way around because you're helping out a local business. And then on top of that, you're paying it forward. So you don't know who's getting the meal, but you do know that it's someone who obviously needs it.
I hope this spreads. This is great. I would love to support. I'd love to be in a restaurant and be with my wife, my kids, and then buy a meal and leave it on the board for another family to come in that might be having a hard time.
Yes.
That'd be really good. That is something that needs to spread.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yeah, we're going to focus on these people. Well, this couple in New Jersey, they went a little, what they're calling, chaloopy about what they called a misleading Taco Bell ad. So they decided to sue Taco Bell over a $2.18 difference in the bill.
Something tells me that's not worth it.
Listen, they go to pick up two $5 Chalupa Cravings boxes. Have you seen the commercials for these, by the way?
Yes, I have.
Boy, do they look good. Anyway, the clerk rang them up, and they were charged $6.06 each, which gave them some serious indigestion. Because they were saying, wait a minute, we need to talk to a manager. This is not what the ad said that we just saw. Well, the manager described the commercial in question and said that the prices may vary by location, and this was not one of the locations participating.
They do say that in the ads. Prices may vary.
Well, this wasn't good enough for this family. So they went and spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars on a lawyer to sue Taco Bell to get back their $2.18. The case is currently in litigation. It will go forward, and there will be a hearing on this.
Get out of here.
You don't mess with these people, this family. They see an ad on TV, they take it for real, and you're not going to rip these people off.
Can the Taco Bell just give them $2.18 and call it a day?
They said they will not take it. They want to. They will not settle this. They're going to court.
Oh, my gosh. These people just are looking for... I get what they're doing. Okay.
They want
money.
Chalupa fair and square.
Uh-huh.
All right? So this woman, she asked the police officer for help filling up gas. Her car had run out of gas.
Oh, no.
Of course, the police officer's like, sure. I mean, this is terrible. The car ran out of gas. I'm here to protect and serve, and I'm going to do my job.
Oh, love that.
So this woman, she asked the police officer for the help. This is in California, by the way. And she fills up her can of gas. And then the police officer is passing by, says, absolutely, let me drive you back to your car, and I'll help you put gas in your car so you can safely get home. You know, the officer is just picking up on some things, or just, I don't know, rubbing the wrong way. So he ran the plate of the car after they filled up with gas.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out this woman had just stolen that car.
Oh, no!
So she was arrested for stealing the car. And it also turned out she also had methamphetamines in there and was charged with drug possession. So he asked a police officer to drive her to the car she stole with drugs in it. My goodness, people, these are nutbags north of Florida. 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.